It's on?
Yeah.
Okay, today she has a refu shleima, Rivka bas Frumit, Bluma bas Rivka. She has a refu shleima. Okay. So, this past week, we started the Allah Zabas of Chal. We discussed how the Torah writes the same pasuk three times. Once is for the Issa Bishul, to cook Basav Chal together. The second pasuk is to teach us that there's an Issa to eat Basa that was cooked with Chalav. And the third pasuk is teaching us that there's Issa to benefit from Basa that was cooked with Chalav. We mentioned two things that the Rabbanan added on. Number one, they added on that not only when it's cooked together is it us to eat it, but any type of mixture of meat and dairy together is also. So I cannot make a sandwich of cold cheese and cold meat, midrabanan. Number two, we also said that the Rabbanan added on, besides meat from an animal, like a gdi, a goat, or animals, they also added on from birds. One big difference between what's deraisa and what's drabanan is, can I have hana? This isra hana is only from basa and chalav, which is a deraisa. You have real meat from an animal cooked together with milk. That I'm not a benefit from, and I'll give it to my cleaning lady. I have to throw it out, destroy it. As opposed to if somehow chicken got cooked with milk, since that's only a drabanan, that I can, or I somehow got a mixture of cold bus with cold chalav, that's only a drabanan, that I could give to my cleaning lady, because that I can have enough from. We also mentioned last week that mixing milk with fish, there's no iser to cook them together or to mix them together, except some have a meaning not to eat it, like Sfaradim, because of Sakana, Ashkenazim and Mekel, so therefore they can have their bagel, lox and cream cheese. We mentioned also that meat and fish is a Sakana, and that everyone's knowing not to have meat with fish. To cook fish in a meat pot where there's blias, that's not a problem. Okay. This week I would like to go a step further. Chazal went ahead and they said, we want to try to prevent basa chalav happening so far that we're going to institute certain gezeiras. One gezeira is that it's us to bring onto the table at the same time when one's eating cheese for a second person to eat meat. Right? So you have two people sitting at the table at the same time. Right, you have these tables outside the pizza shop, and next door there's a fleshiger restaurant, and everyone wants to eat together. If you're sitting at the same table, one cannot eat meat and one cannot eat milk. What is the eitzah to make it permitted? We need what's called a hecker. We need to put something down on the table between where we're sitting that will remind us, whoa, don't take from the other one's food. Right? That's what Chazal worry about. That when we know each other, we're talking about over here with two people that know each other, two people that recognize each other and they're friendly with each other. So we're worried that, you know, you'll come to taste something from your friend while you're eating. So there we have to put something down in between as a hecker. What's considered a hecker? Hecker is anything which is with some height, doesn't have to be a mechitza, something which has some height to it, and you're not going to be using it during this meal. That will sit on the table in between. That will remind you that don't touch your friend's food. The same thing is true, even if you yourself is eating at the table, eating dairy, you should not have meat on the table at the same time, because again we're worried that maybe you'll take from the meat and you will eat it with the dairy. If two people sit at the table and they're sitting far enough from each other, even if I stretch out my hand I can't reach the other one, then it's mutter without any hecker. If I'm standing at the counter and I'm preparing the food, so then we're not worried. It's only when you're actually eating, then you're involved in eating, you'll come to eat the other thing.
Not worried that you're going to cook with the other one's thing?
Cooking for sure, not worried about eating. Okay. That's one gzera. A second gzera, which we're all familiar with, is that Chazal said that after eating fleishig, after eating meat, or any type of fleishig, one needs to wait 6 hours in between. There are different minhagim. I'm calling it 6 hours, but there are different minhagim. There's actually a minhag of 1 hour. There's a minhag of 3 hours. There's a minhag of 5 hours plus a little, 5 hours plus a lot, and then there's 6 hours. The reason for this halacha of waiting 6 hours or whatever your minhag is. One reason is either because we're worried that maybe a piece of meat got stuck between your teeth, then when you'll be eating the milk afterwards, you'll swallow with that meat or the taste of the meat, and it'll come out that you're getting involved in bas and chal together. No, either it's the same thing. Either the piece or some taste will come off the piece, which is also usur, and get mixed into the milk, and
have a piece stick there for 3 days.
I'll take 6 hours is enough ready, right? Once wow. 6 hours pass, that meat has no shame meat, therefore it's not a problem.
Because of time?
Because it's not meat. It lost its shame meat. According to the second reason, which is because in those days especially, the meat wasn't as fine, so it left over a fatty taste in the mouth, and sometimes the person would even burp it up, and it will come out that when you're eating the milk, you'll end up eating it with the time of the flesh shake. So therefore, after 6 hours, we're not worried about that. According to this reason, if there's a piece of meat stuck in your mouth, it could be it still has a shame bus even after 6 hours. But they weren't worried about that. Okay, so we have, again, so we have a gzera over here that one has to wait after eating fleishig before eating milchik. From when do I start counting the 6 hours or whatever amount of hours you wait? You start counting from when you finish eating the fleishig. Meaning I can have a sheva brachis where there's going to be drushes afterwards and dessert, and the meal will go on for another 2 hours after we finished eating the fleishig. We start from when you finish eating the fleishig. If you're mesupik exactly when we finished, I'm not sure if it was 1 o'clock or 1:10, 1:15, so you can be mekel as long as it's reasonable that that's the time that you finished, if you're mesupik. Rav Moshe talks about an interesting case where, let's say, he was talking about these pills that had in it some liver. So he said that since you swallow it, you don't eat it. It's not the derech achila, so therefore you don't have to wait after that for 6 hours. There was once a case, it's not achila, you didn't eat it. True, but at the end of the day, we made exer even on Meraksha Basa, we wait also. And true, good point. There was a case where there was a bach who went into the dining room Friday morning, and he saw some what looked like cake, and he said "Barimim Zayis," and started chewing it. And before he swallowed, he realized it was some shawarma, and he spit it out. So, true story. So,
it was a little brown piece. No,
nice to show you. So the halacha was that since he didn't have kavana for eating it, and he only chewed it and he spit it out without swallowing it, so he does not have to wait 6 hours. A half an hour will be enough.
Does the fact that it's chicken make a difference?
Not in this case. No. Since it was a shame achila, it was just chewed and spit out. Therefore, la halacha la ma'isa, if let's say I'm cooking food on Erev Shabbos, I want to taste the food. If I just put it on my tongue to taste and I spit it out, it does not make me fleshy. I don't have to wait 6 hours.
Did you have to wait half an hour?
No.
Did you swallow the soup?
Yeah, I chewed it. That's why.
Can you, like, swirl soup around your mouth or, like, too much?
Again, with your tongue without swallowing. Yeah. One second. No. Okay, now let's say I have something that was cooked with. So now, halacha l'maaseh, we include in this meat soup, chicken soup, or the minig is also something that was cooked with meat. Let's say I go to the chalent. And I take a potato out of the chalent, so it has taste of the meat in it, but there's no meat on it. I shake it off, there's no meat on it. I taste it. The minig is also to wait 6 hours if I ate it. It's the minig. What?
Like you fry onions with liver.
If it's bottled, then it's no problem. But if it has the tam of the basar, it's called the tafshel shel basar. If it has tam basar, then it's called the tafshel shel basar, and that the minig is to wait. Minig is to wait. Now, if someone forgot and they made a bracha on the milk or the cheese within the 6 hours from when they ate the basar, so you have a question of bracha levatala. So if an hour already passed, then it's mutter to eat a little, at least there should be a bracha levatala. And according to some shittas, once you started eating, you can then just continue. Once you broke it, you can continue. That's right. What?
What's a tzad yes and what's a tzad no?
The tzad no is because there was a takana to wait 6 hours. So you had to eat, so it shouldn't be a bracha. So that, whatever the reason is, whether it's a piece of meat stuck in your teeth.
So you got that with the...
You didn't, it could still be there, and then on the second bite it'll come. Right? But the tzad no is that once you broke it, so you broke it.
So if you, like, once you, let's say you eat the milk and bracha levatala, but you eat it, and
that's
then
right.
You're officially milking now?
That's right. That
you can't do it on purpose.
It happens sometimes. Someone doesn't realize they had fleishig. They go and they make a coffee and they start drinking the coffee. And then they remember the fleishig. They can finish the coffee.
Can I make another coffee and eat an ice cream after that also?
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Not that you would make the rock on the first place.
To do this.
When do we ever look at something like that? Once you're already messed up, you can keep messing up.
It's not called messing up.
It's Tom.
You didn't bet. You already broke it.
Find an answer like every time.
You
went
an hour already.
It's okay. The first
time
was a little. So spend the like guys. So you eat chocolate and someone says your place sucks. You have to stop and you spit it out and you feel stupid that he told you. It's not true.
If you're asking me, that's not true. But okay.
After an hour.
If someone's not well, someone's weak. If someone's weak and he needs to eat meat and he also needs to have dairy products, Then we'll be makel, and as long as you wait an hour and you benched, you finish the suda, it's fine. Now, there's something that comes up over here in Shavuos. This is a good thing we're discussing this. By Shavuos. There's a meaning on Shavuos to have milchig and to have fleshig. If you take a look at the Ramah in Hilchos Shavuos, the Ramah says there's another meaning to do something, l'zecha, the carbon that was brought on Shavuos, which is shtei alechem. On Shavuos, there's a carbon, they brought two lechems as a carbon. Says, now, there's halacha in Hilchos Basar v'Chalav, that the bread that was used at a fleishig meal cannot be used at a milchig meal. And the bread that was used at a milchig meal cannot be used at a fleishig meal. Again, back in those days, bread was eaten with all the meals, and you touch the bread while you're eating milchig or while you're eating fleishig. So worry that maybe some grease got onto it. Now, therefore the Chazal said the bread that was on the table when you're eating fleishig, do not use it with milk. The bread that was on the table by milchig, don't eat it with fleishig. Says the Ramah, I have eitzah how you can be mekayim the minig of the zeich of shtei lechem. You'll wash on bread, eat milchig, then before you bench in the same suda, switch the tablecloth, put away all the milchig food, bring out now a whole fleishig meal. That will force you to bring out a second bread, And by doing that, now I had to have two lechems by the suda al tzeicha v'shtei lechem. The chiddush that's negei halacha l'mais in this Rama is that he's paskening that you can have in the same meal milching and fleishig. As long as you have first milching and then fleishig in the same meal. However, there are many other paiskim. The reason why this meaning is not so popular is because there are many other paiskim that quote a zayar. The zayar says that you should not eat milching and fleishig in the same sudo or in the same time. Period. Same hour. Based on the zayar, people are makbid not to have milching and fleishig in the same meal. Number one. And number two, people are knowing that between milching and fleishig, they wait either an hour or half an hour. Did anyone hear that minig? Anyone has that minig here? That if the milching, before fleishig, they wait at least a half an hour or hour? Wash your mouth. They have to do. We'll learn about. But tell me about the minig. So sometimes people ask the Shaila, Shabbos morning, I make Kiddush, but I want to drink a coffee. Before we'll make Kiddush, we'll make Hamoitzi, I'll drink a coffee, and then we'll have the chant. Am I allowed to or not? So if not for this Zoyar, then based on the Ramah, it's Mutta. Have your coffee, rinse your mouth out, whatever you have to do, we'll learn those dinim. Then have your fleishig. But according to the Zoya, you're not supposed to. It's mashma, any, just milking and fleishig not together. It's based on. No, there is a reason given there. There is a reason given there. I don't remember what it is. There's a Noyam Ali Melech about it. Oh, Kedushas Levi about it? No?
I don't know all these things.
But on Shavuos Dafka too. That even though they were makbid all year round, but in Shavuos I think they were not makbid. Okay, so today we learned two new gezeiros. One gezeira is that on the same table that you're eating milk, you shouldn't have fleishig. And it's possible that if you're the only person there, if you're eating there alone, a hecker will not help. I didn't mention this. A hecker will not help. If you're just preparing the food, then you can have both on the same table. You're not eating. Number two, if you're eating with someone else and he's eating milch, you're eating fleishig, and sitting close enough to each other that you can take from his food, so then you need a hecker, you need something on the table which shows there's something going on here. And then we learned also the din of waiting 6, 5, 3, whatever amount of hours between fleishig and milching, and having milching and fleishig in the same meal, some there, some not, and some wait between milching and fleishig. Have a wonderful evening.